5 minutes, my little lambs. Has anyone seen Bliss Cavender?
Hash, this can't be happening.
Why aren't you backstage,
Jordan? Oh, you know how it is. They get to a certain age, they don't want you back there. She said to meet me here.
Really?
That's odd.
It says temporary. You did a minute ago, I swear.
It's gonna kill me.
Now, Xander Blythe.
If I could have dinner with anyone, it would have to be God. Because what they say is true. God is great.
Don't tell them that I did it, okay? Those are the rules you're not allowed to tell.
Oh, my God! I'm
your only friend! Let me do this, ladies and gentlemen.
If I could have dinner with anyone, it would have to be my grandfather.
I love you, Papa.
And now, also from Bodine, Miss Bliss Kevin.
I could have dinner with anyone. It would be Amelia Earhart. Because not only was she a pioneer of aviation, but she was a great woman in history. Thank you.
So enlighten me. What was that little stunt all about? You trying to sabotage your chances? Or was it just your biological urge to make your mother look like a jackass?
It was just a dare.
Oh, how'd that work out for you?
Not so great.
Huh, Corby! Congratulations, honey. Well deserved.
Oh, thank
you. Arms way up.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Mrs. Cavender.
Bliss is so hard to beat, usually.
Well, the Blue Bonnet pageant is right around the corner.
And we'll be there.
Come on. Oh, see you later.
See
you. I'm sorry that these pageants don't live up to your high moral standards, Bliss. But there's the love you can learn from them, no matter what you go on to be in life. You think you're being judged up there on that stage. But no one's asking you to be Miss America.
I want to be Miss America.
And you're going to be the best one ever, sweetheart. Teeth. Eyes. Trudy, bless your heart for fitting us in.
Well, hell, shit happens. Let me get my foils.
Now, what do you think? I've got some blue hair.
14 drive to red zone. They've now given up 9 touchdowns. Let's refield them. We'll see how this one ends up. Just only had 1 takeaway in the red zone.
Unstoppable. And had I known what you were up to, I would have bought a ticket.
Well,
I mean, dang it, girl, what has got into you?
Just defective, I guess.
Nice parenting, Earl.
Come on now. Ooh, I'll see you later.
Seriously, out of all the places to go to in the world, who would come to Bodine?
Them.
I mean, they're smart. At least they just pass through.
Go ahead and mock it. But without the Blue Bonnet Factory, this town wouldn't exist.
You know what, Birdman? I think I preferred you before you got promoted. You know, now you're all corporate.
I miss the old Birdman.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't let the tie fool you. I'm still one of us. But y'all are gonna have to start calling me Dwayne now. It's more dignified.
No! Birdman is the only thing you have going for you.
That's what you think.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, I got mad.
Hey, Dwayne.
Make sure they tip you this time. Hey, what can I get you guys? Hey, Corby.
So, what are you, like, alternative now?
Alternative to what?
What's the name of that thing that if I eat it real fast, it's free?
That's the squealer. You have to eat it in 3 minutes or less.
Yeah. Yeah, you bring me a squealer. And I don't mean Corby.
I can't believe you used to share a bed with her. You make it sound very dirty. It was just sleepovers.
It's free, bitches! It's free! It's free!
Thinking. Maybe we could go to Austin and do some shopping.
Really?
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easy.
You hear? Well, they don't have duct tape on them. That's an improvement.
Hi.
Ooh, pretty vases.
They're great for tulips, really.
I'm supposed to buy you shoes from a head shop. Does that really strike you as responsible parenting?
Fine. Shoes are a gateway drug.
Oh, for gosh.
There is a flag down. Yes, Earl.
Hello, Earl. Can you please explain to your daughter why it's inappropriate to buy shoes in a head shop?
Dad, it's not like
you
that.
You took your mother to a head shop? Are you off your nut?
You know, if she wasn't here and I used my own money, it wouldn't make a difference.
That's not the point.
Look, I am in the middle of a deal here, okay? So whatever y'all work out is fine with me.
Yeah, you mean
okay?
Well, do you know how hard I have worked to raise these girls in a drug-free environment?
Yes, I do.
So,
Yes, you got stiffed on your tips again. Just take it.
No.
Just take it.
No.
Take it. What is this? Roller derby?
This is tomorrow. This is in Austin.
Yeah, I know.
Will there be cute boys there?
Is that my baby?
Hey, Mom, Dad. We're gonna go to a football game. It's an away game, but
the team kind of needs us.
No, not kind of. They do.
Well, sure. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll take you.
No, it's cool. You have your car.
Yeah, I have my car.
No, but I mean, you know, we can watch together.
Yeah. Let the girls go out and have their fun. And then you and I can nuzzle.
I kind of feel bad lying to them. I don't. I give my parents straight A's. I get freedom. Ah!
Coming to you from the streets of Austin. Men, hold on to your cookies. It's the Hurl Scouts! Number 99, Captain of the Hurl Scouts, Maggie Mayhem. Number 69, Bloody Holly. Number 3, Rosa Sparks. Number 2, Smashley Simpson.
Razor McGee's Hurl Scouts have come in last place 3 years running.
This league has 5 teams, each with their own theme.
What outlaws do we have skating against the Hurl Scouts this fine Texas league in here?
I'm talking about the girls so bad that even God can't keep them in line. Give it up for the undefeated Holy Rollers! Last season champs are led by their captain, the league's leading scorer, Iron Maiden!
Yeah, she's the one from the Flyers.
By passing members of the opposite team. Ooh, Maven gets a great jump on Sebastian. She's out to an early lead. Iron Maven, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, the ones to watch tonight are the Jammers. Those are the ones with the stars on their helmets. Some of you might remember watching Derby on TV back in the 70s, but it was reborn right here in the heart of Texas, a true Austin tradition. Maven's heading up on the outside, but it's real crowded in there. That's a big hit by Rosa Sparks. Jackie Daniels is down. Lucky for the Hurl Scouts, this is only an exhibition bout because the Rollers are in control.
I just want to tell you all that you're my new heroes.
It's your first time here?
Yeah.
Well, put some skates on. Be your own hero.
The last time I wore skates, they had Barbies on them.
You know, none of us knew our ass from an elbow pad when we started. You should come to tryouts on Tuesday. You have to be 21. You're 21, right?
Two. I'm 22. Yeah, I just had my birthday, so.
Great. It's this Tuesday at 5.
It is.
I'm Maggie. Maggie Mayhem.
I'm Bliss. But I could change that.
Yeah, you'll have to change that.
Don't be late. 22. Just
had my birthday.
21, it's a red flag. 22 is way more believable.
I guess. Because you're not actually going to do it, so I guess it makes sense.
Why don't you and I try out?
Excuse me?
I didn't have a Barbie roller skating phase, okay? I had a fat kid sits inside and reads a book phase.
You know that.
What makes you think I won't try out? Because you'd be scared to go without me. And those roller derby girls, they're tough. And you...
Ow!
Are not...
Jeez! How dare you!
Not to mention your mom.
She doesn't have to know.
You don't have the balls.
I can grow the balls.
No way.
Do it myself.
All right, next stop, downtown Austin.
What's your derby name?
Pocket Rocket. What's yours?
Jabba the Slut.
Hey, you made it. Oh. Yeah, I'm glad you came.
Thanks.
What is that?
That would be Razor. He's our coach. He's a good guy. And he really knows his derby.
All right, ladies, let's roll.
Ooh, jean shorts.
Every single day. Meet the Manson sisters. You're from the Ottawa Women's Hockey League to the Hurl Scouts. They both seem really aggressive. Maybe we can finally win a few this year.
Maybe.
All right, listen up, fresh meat. There's a lot more to derby than fishnets and picking out a tough name. This is a sport. Now, the league has 6 spots open, so whatever shred of talent you have, hope you leave it out on the track for me today. Okay. What is it?
Sorry. I just... What are the rules?
Derby 101, people. 4 blockers from each team are lined up on the track. 10 feet behind them, 2 jammers are lined up, 1 from each team.
We're the ones who score.
First whistle blows and the pack takes off. Then a second whistle blows and the jammers take off.
Some of us faster than others...
Once the jammer breaks through the pack, she hauls ass around the track a second time and tries to score. For every player on the opposing team the jammer passes, she gets a point. Most points wins the game every single time. Now line up and get you some. Get up. Roller derby, not cotillion. Come on, put a hit on somebody.
God damn it, Diane!
Hey, that move will get you tossed from a game. There's no place in this sport for that. What?
Okay, sorry. But I like the aggression.
This is bad.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
41. Gonna improve on that. 39. 32. Not bad. 29. Let's go. 23.
Looks like you've got some competition.
Yeah, yeah. Wake me when she learns how to throw a hit. Or take one.
You're Iron Maven.
That's right. Kiss ass. Why don't you suck up a little harder? There's still a part of your face that doesn't have duty on it. Nice shorts, Rachel.
Thanks. Somebody help me.
Just kidding.
Hey, by the way, you made it. You're a Hurl Scout. Nice work out there.
Changing your schedule?
Oh, I have to. For practice.
Don't leave me alone with Birdman.
You could change yours to mine.
I can't. I'm actually taking an SAT class, remember?
I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm going to change my work schedule to Mondays, Wednesdays, because I'm going to take an SAT class on Tuesdays, Thursdays.
I'm impressed.
Me too. I like smart girls. That's why I married your mama. Well, that and I knocked her up.
Shouldn't we, like, be practicing soon?
Oh, yeah. Hurry up, you guys. We don't want to be late.
Careful. Pee-wee here might get the idea we actually win.
You don't?
Hell no, never.
All that wear number one corporate crap doesn't apply. My bad attitude's an asset here.
Okay, ladies. Check it out. Hot off the presses. Brand new playbooks compiled by yours truly.
Are your hands clean?
Yes, my hands are clean.
Pay particular attention to play number three. I think it's gonna blow your doors off.
Smashley, you're late as per usual.
I know.
Well, then you must also know that there's nothing cool about being late.
Thanks.
What's in the trap?
Who's up for Lovejoy's later tonight? $2 pitches. Beer?
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm in.
You weren't invited.
I'm still in.
There's no such thing as a scrimmage. We practice the way we play.
Maven, you know what to do. Bliss, show me something good.
You ready?
Am I ready?
Let's go, ladies, stick! Lock room clear, let's go. Cross over the turn, stay low. Cross over the turn, bend those knees, bend those knees, bend those knees! What was that? You had Maven beat, but she smoked you because you're too scared to throw a hit. And then you quit. I need you to be a lot more. I want you to start being a lot...
Ruthless.
Yeah. That's right, you little peanut. I need you to be ruthless. This is a contact sport, Bliss. Eventually, I'm going to need you to make contact. Next group up.
Back off, Razor.
Just ignore him.
We do.
Seriously. He's right. I'm not cutting it. You know what I like to think about before every game? My ex. Little piece of advice, Bliss. Don't fall for your regional manager and think that he's not going to give you crabs because he cheated on you. Because it happens. And when I think about myself in the shower using that special shampoo, which, for the record, doesn't make anyone feel very special at all, I really, really want to hit somebody. You have to find that thing that really pisses you off, and you use it. Have you ever had grabs? No. No. Okay. My doctor said it was really common, but...
B-Man! Come on! What do you say? Hash has to come! You know, it's my first game.
Yeah, well, what about me, huh? I mean, did anybody bother to think, hey, Burnman might appreciate hot girls and fishnets and roller skates beating the crap out of each other? No, they did not.
Do you want to come too?
Yeah. But I can't. I have a prior engagement. Covering for Patch.
Yes,
Burnman!
Yeah?
No, we love you.
You do.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
You can never have too much eyeliner. Or lash blast.
Here's a little gift from the team.
Safety is sexy.
You'll need these two. Those just sexy.
Guys, thanks. So, are you ready for your big debut? Has anyone ever thrown up on the track before?
Yeah. Let's get him! Kill him dead! Skate fast, skate hard!
I'm gonna puke!
During the day, they go by Peggy, Francine, Tammy, and Rachel. But here...
All right, look, about come to you.
Okay!
Rosa Sparks
and Bloody
jamming for the Widows, Eva Destruction against the Hurl Scouts, Bloody Holly, who makes her way onto the pack, and oh, she passes the blocks with a beautiful backwards skating. But wait a second, from out of nowhere, Eva Destruction shows up right on her tail. Each girl the jammer passes, they get a point. Pass a girl, get a point. And she's got the first 7 points in the game! And the Widows
take the lead. Hey, Black Widows, my spidey senses are tingling. About to make a sequel in my pants.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3.5.
Yeah, it is 3.5 inches wide.
Huh. Air trombone, yeah.
Nice jam, man.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Where did you learn to ski like that?
I was training for the Olympics, but that didn't exactly work out.
Gotta maintain the triangle configuration. I've been over it and over it with you guys.
It's the second quarter and we have Matson, number one, jamming for the Hurl Scouts. This is a rough contact sport. These girls are lean, mean skating machines and they gotta go fast. They wanna get past the blockers who are trying to knock them down. And by knock them down, I mean beat them to a pulp. Eva's gonna grab another 4 points, bringing the Widow score to 26 over the Hurl Scouts, 10. Team Captain Maggie Mayhem doing the honors for the Hurl Scouts at the top of the... Oh! Getting Widow's Jammer Honey Suck It back for that rail check. And Whiskey sweeps Matson number two out of the way, making room for Honey to widen the gap to collect another 3 points there as we go into halftime. That makes the score 29-10. They say the Scouts are the most loyal fans and me the worst team in the league. Lord knows they need them.
Oh, Rosa Sparks, no, you didn't.
God damn it. Okay, folks, the Widows have a pretty comfortable lead here late in the game. Hurl Scouts coach Razor still sticking with Smashy Simpson as his jammer. She's up against the Widows speedwoman, Honey Sucker. Oh, the Widows jammer hit kick Smashy. Favorite Whole Foods checkout girl's about to bag her some honey. Clean up on aisle five. With time left for only one more jam and the game out of reach, Smashley Simpson is out of here.
Okay. You're in. Show me why they call you ruthless. Get you some.
Okay, Austin, get ready to meet your newest Hurl Scout. Here she is, number 22, the fastest thing on 8 wheels, Babe Ruthless!
Babe Ruthless?
Go, Babe Ruthless!
All right, it's the final jam of the night.
I like the taste of fresh meat.
And Razor, with nothing to lose, throws the rookie into the last jam on her very first game. And dang, Babe Ruthless gets a double shot into the rail served up by Whiskey. But she's back up like a weevil. She darts down the inside, heads toward the outside, and makes a run for it out of the pack. Oh, but here comes Eva Destruction, still skating strong, hoping to ruin Babe's debut. Ruthless is out of the pack. She's coming around for points. Rumor has it that Ruthless blew away the judges in speed trials, and you can certainly see why tonight. And oh, Matson number one takes out Eva, feeling the heat. Ruthless is bringing, and she gets through for the score. And Ruthless gets 4 points. Babe Ruthless scored the last 4 points of the game, but the Widows take this one home.
Congratulations, you still suck.
Woo! It's celebrate mediocrity, that's fantastic.
Oh yeah, it's all a big joke.
We came second,
you came second.
You came in second out of 2 teams.
We're number two.
Come on.
You did good.
I didn't throw up.
Little
Lou. Oh my god, I take back what I said about you not being tough. You kicked ass.
Really?
Oh yeah, and I saw that guy you liked.
You did?
Mm-hmm. But then I lost.
Oh, let's
hey, hot
tub. Oh, I can't. I gotta get home to my man.
No.
Yes. Great game.
Yeah, man, that was good.
What's hot tubs?
Yeah. Oh, well, here at the warehouse, he's Johnny Rocket. But here, he's Hot Tub Johnny. Even though he's not allowed in, we started calling him Hot Tub until he got us one.
All right.
That's it, thanks.
That's hilarious.
Not in this lifetime, Johnny.
Or the next one.
Hey!
Sup, ladies?
Should we help him?
Nah.
That's her fiancé. He loves it.
That's her fiancé!
Hey.
There's some stuff I'm pretty sure I could teach you.
John.
No, check it out. He's not going to see anymore, man. That's right.
Here, man, check this out.
No, that's no bruise. That's a bruise.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Nice. Hash?
Yeah, I love this one.
So, where are you from?
Well, I hail from the bustling metropolis known as Bonin, Texas.
The tiny town, right? Off of South 84?
That would be the one.
You live alone?
Roommate.
Me too, four of them. Why Bodine, if you don't mind me asking? What do you do there?
By day, I work at the oink joint. But by night...
Oliver! Oliver!
One second.
Oliver! Jazz, Dan, you left Jazz with a guitar in your car.
All right, Dilweed.
What's up, douchebag?
Nimrod.
Tampon?
Tool.
What are you doing in approximately 5.5 minutes?
No official plans.
Great. I'll go bring you something.
There she is, all by herself.
Hey! Don't fight it! My mother?
Pash?
Savage and I have been looking everywhere for you.
Yeah, I bet.
My belly hurts. There's a storm in there. It really does.
Come on.
Hold on, hold on.
Let's get this out.
That's cool. I swallowed it.
Just stick your fingers in your throat.
No, you stick your finger down your throat.
Have you ever thought about your parents making love and your dad's naked body?
What?
His balls jiggling. Sweaty.
No. That's not fair.
Could you get me a washcloth?
Yeah.
Sorry I ruined your kind of day.
but I want dirt.
His name's Oliver. Mm-hmm. It's a great name.
Yeah, I feel like wayfaring to Kinsey and orphans.
You're gonna have to roll over. You smell like a dead goat.
Sorry.
Hey, girl, how was the sleepover?
Fine.
Forget?
You think you have all the time in the world, but there's not many girls who are both smart and pretty like you. And I hate to admit it, but the pretty part doesn't last forever. You've got to make the most of what you have while you can. Nobody tells you that.
Mom, you're still really beautiful.
Save your sarcasm for later.
How's your inspiration speech, Kevin?
I'm working on it.
You want me to read it?
Not yet.
Later?
It's depressing. In the six, I'm all over these racist hicks. And I'm jonesing for an Austin
thing. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Ha! I got it. It's him.
What do I do?
Go ask him if he wants a squealer.
Stalking me?
No, ma'am. I happen to be here in Bodine on business, craving some barbecue. And yeah, I'm stalking you.
Okay.
Can you take a break?
You owe me. I wasn't even supposed to work today.
I love you. Is this you?
Technically, it's my brother's band. But yes, I am in it. And I'll be taking that from you now. Wow. From here, it kind of looks like you're wearing a Striper t-shirt.
Striper? Yeah, 80s Christian heavy metal. I mean, in the name of Jesus, we rock.
Well, I suppose if it's in his name, then.
What's this? What's this? 3,500,000?
Oh, that's nothing. All right, you want to know?
I want to know.
It's a little thing called a high score.
At just the right go. Nice shot.
Is this what you do with all the girls? You take them here to show off your skills?
Yeah. And it usually works, too.
Oh, yeah? I think we should do something different.
Stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Should probably get to practice.
Shit.
I think I might have lost my keys.
Michael.
Oh, hello.
Marco!
Marco! Hello!
Marco! Oh, no!
Cool, I guess we can go now. Oops.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna tear you up!
I know.
We almost won that one.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, Razor's play actually worked. Man, maybe we ought to learn new plays.
What's up, Girl Scouts? That was so good out there. It was really cute to see y'all trying so hard.
Hey, man.
Liz.
Yeah.
Remember all that stuff I said about winning not mattering? Forget it. I want to beat that cocky bitch.
Me too.
Look what Corby did.
With all that combined brain power, this is the best they could come up with.
I got your freckles.
Thought they did.
Attendance an 18-6 lead.
Okay, ladies, we're getting beat, but we got the playbooks. Time to show these fight attendants a few tricks of our own. Let's run play number 3. Stampede.
Number 3? Yeah, I think we only got to number 2. Like 1.5.
You didn't learn a goddamn thing, did you? What's it gonna take for you guys to pull it together? You know what? That's it. Hold this.
Did he just take number 3?
I'll hit him with the cross. Come on, that's all I'm saying. 8-3.
Hey, what's up, Razor? Ready to forfeit?
Forfeit my ass. Run this play.
What do I look like, an idiot? Anyway, I've got my own plays.
Here's $20. You know how little money I have. You run the play, you don't score at least 3 points, you got another 20 coming at the end of the bout. Just run the play, Jeff.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
Ladies, gotta change the plan.
Hey, don't let that traitor throw you. Let's hit him where it hurts.
Did Razor just coach the other team, or did my peyote just kick in? I don't even know what's coming on, because I don't know what's coming around the corner. Fight attempts are about to take off. The sky is looking... Oh! Oh, holy crap, a 180 turn! Kamikaze makes her way through the rubble to score an easy 4 points. Fight attendant 22, Pearl Scout 6.
Is it play number 3?
Works pretty well, doesn't it?
You suck. You're a turncoat.
Want me to give him play number 4 now?
No.
Okay. Take a knee. Okay. I want to put what just happened behind us. I know I've moved on. We're going to run play number 2. Fire and smash Lee, you at least know the first half of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And get out there and get you some.
Hey, scouts. You mind finishing your little family feud huddle? Survey says you're wasting our time.
Let's go ape shit.
Coming out of halftime and an alternate universe, Coach Razor puts former figure skater Bloody Holly in the jammer position, who launches furiously into the pack. The team is on the game now, pushing Bloody to the front. And oh, she makes it through Bitch and Cookie's legs, grabbing a total of 8 points for the Hurl Scouts. The Hurl Scouts are catching up in points for the first time ever. As this space-only
continues. Babe Ruthless uses her speed to fly by the Oh, Axis of Evil knocked her down. But she's back up. Here they come around the turn. A choreographed move by the Earl Scouts. Had to be from Razor's playbook. That makes the score 58-58. A first in the history of the Earl Scouts. I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Earl Scouts are tied. We got a tie game here, folks. Oh, the smashly goes down.
Ooh, watch out, Cammy. Here comes Smashly.
We got some girls brawling on the track. I don't know whether to break it up or break up the video camera.
Hell hath no fury like a woman foul. That's how we... By day, these ladies are your favorite waitresses, nurses, teachers. But by night, these girls give the crowd what they came for.
Smashly Simpson is out of here. We're only moments to go, and the Hurl Scouts have managed to squeak out in front. We're at a 70-67 Hurl Scouts!
Okay, grab her wrist. Hold on tight. Go.
Play number 8. You ready for the whiff? Put your arm out. I'll be there.
It's the final seconds of the game. Manson Rails, Cookie Rumble, and the Hurl Scouts attempt a classic move in Derby. Babe and Maggie go for the whip, but it's effective. Nothing gives you speed like the whip.
A whip!
Ruthless is flying into the pack while her teammates are doing downright professional job of clearing the way. She picks up 1, 2, 3, 4 points. Break out the merit badges. 74-67.
Hurl Scouts have finally won one.
Flight attendants, this is your captain speaking. It's going to be a long, bumpy ride back to Loserville, so if you have your tray tables in the upright...
You won the race! You win the game!
How about them Hurl Scouts?
How about them Hurl Scouts?
Touché, ladies. Touché.
We got to run the plays. We run the plays, we win the game.
Every time.
Okay. There are only 10 of them. It's not rocket science.
Let's get those holy rollers! Yes!
Please tell me you did not shove Corby Booth over a rail.
Actually, I did.
Corby has a huge bruise on her leg. I know that you're just too bohemian to care, but she has to cheer tonight.
I'm just gonna go through with it. I'm an athlete.
I'd like to speak to the parents alone.
She's passing 1, 2, 3 girls. That's 3 points.
If you're still having trouble following the game, folks, don't worry. You're not the only one. We'll keep track of the score for you. You keep track of the fishnets.
This is a whole new Hurl Scouts on this 4-game running streak they're on. They ain't playing scared, that's for sure. Number 22 pulls it off again, earning another merit badge. Looks like she's on her way to Rookie of the Year, and I can't think of anyone in recent history more deserving. Oh, they gave her the whip. You wanted it, they gave it to you, folks. You've been whipped. Nothing gives you speed like the whip. And the Scouts take home another one, inching even closer to a slot in the championship.
And when you try to resist, it's like a ha-ha, ha-ha, there is no way around this. Tell me, ho, 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 holy roller, can you feel my flame?
I open up my gates and you become mine. So, brother's been working on some dates. It looks like this tour thing's actually gonna happen.
That's really great.
Yeah, I guess. 34 days crammed into a crappy van with 4 other dudes. Like a bathroom on wheels or something.
It's a long time.
No. That's cool. Look, you'll be doing your thing. I'll be doing mine. Go by fast. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Do it!
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Blister, what are you doing? I'm watching the game.
Just tell the folks at work. I'm cutting out early. I tell your mom I'm coming home late. And...
Dad, I'm not going to tell her. Why do you feel like you have to lie to her?
You gotta pick your battles with your mother, because she is a fighter. This blue bonnet deal means so much to her. And I think it's really nice you going along. But you know there's more to life than beauty pageants. You know that, right?
I'm aware.
All right, I'll shut up.
Can I have one?
No, you may not. But you can have a sip of mine.
Oh! He took it to him.
That was a good block.
Since when do you like football?
I don't. I better go.
Hey, just a brief announcement, then you get right back to your food. The championship bout is November 12th. You got your flyers right there. If the Hurl Scouts win one more game, we're in it.
Good luck with that.
Now I'd like to yield the floor to Miss Eva Destruction.
Thank you. In the Grand Derby tradition, as you know, the new poster girl is revealed by a member of another team. Sorry, widows.
Congratulations, Ruthless. Hey, Smash.
It's a Maven.
Scouts.
Hey, what's up,
Maven? I just want to congratulate you on your new poster child.
Yeah,
you worked hard for that, didn't you?
It's really kind of
you.
Hey!
Hey, you guys, hey,
it's okay.
It's just a French friend.
Maven, man.
How's your speech coming?
It's good.
Okay. Turn me up. What is that?
Oh, it's... I tripped at work.
Are you okay?
It's a bruise. I can handle it.
It looks like it hurt.
It's fine.
This is an important game, folks. This is the last game before the championship. The winner today goes on to the big game. And Rufus is your lead jammer, and she gets through. And the Scouts score 4 points. The Hurl Scouts have won!
Marissa!
By order of the fire marshal, you are hereby ordered to evacuate the building.
Well, this game is over, folks. The Holy Rollers are already in the championship, so now the Hurl Scouts will play the Rollers in the championship game on November 12th.
They're illegally filling the warehouse with too many people here.
I gotta go find Oliver.
Hey, hey, you too. I need to see your ID.
I was just leaving.
Look, you can show me your ID or you can go to jail.
Young lady, what was that you just disposed of?
17, huh? Don't you think you're kind of far from home?
That's why I was leaving.
Good idea.
Hey.
Come on.
What do you say? Cherry Slurpees to celebrate our last night.
I gotta find cash.
Fabian.
We got a phone call from Pasha's parents at about 3 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't fun.
This is your SAT class?
Excuse me, what are you doing? You can't do that! I paid for those!
Hey, you lied, kiddo, all right? That dog ain't gonna hunt.
Okay. All right, I screwed up. I get it, but what was I supposed to, ask for permission? I mean, you would have just said no.
You're damn straight we would have said no. What do you think that the world thinks of those girls with all their tattoos? Do you think that they have an easy time finding a job? Or getting a loan application? Or going to a decent college?
I think it depends on the girl.
Or finding a husband? No, you just limit your choices.
Seriously, you need to stop. You really need to stop shoving your psychotic idea of 50s womanhood down my throat. And pageants, I mean, what have they ever done for you?
That's my point, Bliss! I didn't have a mother to navigate all my opportunities.
I am in love with this. I mean, don't you get it?
It won't last. In 2-3 years, it'll be over. This is a moment.
Well, how great is that?
You don't understand. You will when you have to support yourself.
I do support myself.
No, you don't. You buy shoes.
You're full of shit. You know what, actually?
Hey! Hey, you calm down, little lady!
Why don't you go back to your turtle shell so you don't have to freaking confront anything?
Busy waiting for you that I didn't notice the cop coming over to arrest me for an open container.
Are you okay?
No, actually, I'm not okay, all right? On top of everything, my parents decided to put a GPS in my car so they can track my every goddamn move. So what's your problem? Hope the joyride with your boyfriend was worth it.
Wait, how is this my fault? Okay, I didn't put that drink in your hand.
You know what? I'm ecstatic that you have this whole new life and you have all new friends and it's great, but I'm trying to get out of this armpit of a town just as much as you. And last time I checked, getting arrested is not the kind of extracurricular that Ivy League schools are looking for. Do you really think that this roller derby career of yours is going anywhere?
That's not what it's about. I'm sorry, Pash.
Thanks for letting me stay.
Anytime. Oh, that's Riley back there.
It's my little man. So that's why you never come out with us.
Yeah, he pretty much owns my ass, don't you, Ryle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first stop, sitter. Then the warehouse.
Ruthless, ruthless, ruthless.
Maven, Maven, Maven?
Hey, guess how old I am?
27?
Oh, that's sweet. I'm 36. Guess when I started skating? I was 31. 'Cause it took me that long to find one thing that I was really good at. And you know what? I worked my ass off to get it.
Yeah, me too.
It's too bad you're only 17. What do you think the league is gonna say when they find that out? Or your teammates? When they find out you've been lying?
That's gonna be rough.
Maven, please. Look, no, you look. One day it'll be your time, Ruthless, but it's not your time now. And if I was you, I wouldn't even bother lacing up those skates.
Oliver, I'm running with the bulls right now.
Hey, Oliver. I just need to talk to you. I'm calling you from a payphone. Look, I've left home. I don't want to do this on voicemail. So maybe you can get me on Maggie's phone. 512-697-4998. And then we can talk later. Okay. Bye.
Hello, Joy.
Hey, B.
Hey, Bliss.
Is Pash there?
She's not here.
Of pain in my voice when I say that I've lost my best friend to a gang of roller skating she-males, and that the only highlight of my night was serving corn to an old man who can't even chew it, then I'd say you're wrong. I'm happy.
Gotten hurt.
Her parents could sue the league, you guys. We're in enough trouble with the fire marshal as it is.
Exactly. You know what? She can still play as long as she gets permission from one of her parents. I can't. I'm not even living at home right now.
Well, even though you can't skate with us and you're a big liar, you're still a Girl Scout.
Yeah, you could be our mascot.
You can't understand until you have one. Everything changes.
Yeah, that's what my mom always says. You're not really like her.
So. Oh, I'm the cool aunt?
Yeah. Why don't I just cut school and hang out with you guys today?
Plus, I know what it's like to want to do your own thing. Believe me, I do. But maybe there's a way you can do it without making your parents feel like crap.
What?
I've just been thinking, I think maybe you're being a little selfish with your mom.
Okay, no. She's the one who has been shoving her agenda down my throat since day one.
First of all, you're lucky to have a mom that even cares. And just because she's wrong about Derby doesn't mean she's wrong about every single thing. And if Riley ever lies to me the way you lied to your parents, he wouldn't even be able to run away because I'd break his legs. I'm just kidding, honey. It was a joke. I am here for you, but just because you found a new family doesn't mean you throw the old one away.
Have a swell day at school, sweetheart.
You didn't see that, did you?
Judge me right now.
Whoever he is, he doesn't deserve you. Come here.
I feel sick.
I know you do. Don't say that.
No, it's true.
I did. That's a lot to process.
She was wearing my striper t-shirt. I just don't understand how you could do that.
Your t-shirt?
It's the only cool thing you own.
Did you know that?
Striper.
This isn't working.
I know.
You just make me feel so guilty.
That's not what I want.
I deserve it sometimes.
Well, I know I can go overboard sometimes. When the person that you love more than anything tells you that you suck, it...
If you want me to do the Miss Bluebonnet pageant, I will.
No. We're way past that.
No, it's not a big deal. I mean, we already got the dress.
Don't do it for me.
Fine, I'll do it for myself.
Who's back?
Hi.
Glad you're safe.
I shouldn't have said those things to you.
Already forgotten, kiddo.
She's trying to look pathetic on purpose.
How long are you going to hold on to that grudge?
Thanks. Ash. You see, I just...
Come on.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I know. Just keep saying it.
Yeah.
Just over and over again, please.
I will. Keep it up.
So what happened?
God, I just feel like such... I'm stupid.
I feel so stupid for falling for it. Ugh.
Yeah, that's why I like a good fondling, you know? It's so much simpler. Well, while you were off gallivanting, I got some news.
What? What's?
I got into some colleges. My parents want me to go to Johns Hopkins, but I think I'm gonna go to Columbia. I know I'm gonna see what it's like to live in New York for a little while.
That's amazing.
Do you still have his stupid jacket?
Did he turn into a handsome prince?
No, he stayed at Bergman. But the worst part is, he's actually a good kisser. Really good.
Congratulations are in order.
No. Let's not encourage this.
I like Birdman. He's nice.
Hey, Bliss, somebody on the phone for you? Maggie Mayhem? Oh. Well, look at you.
I got a makeover.
Yes, you did.
Hello?
Ruthless, it's the championship. Don't even tell me you can't make it.
I can't.
Is it her mom? Let me talk to her. I'll knock her out. Just tell your mom it's important.
The pageant is the same day as the game, and I can't.
Well, you have to try harder, and you have to make it work. We need you.
Let me talk to my mom. Bye. I'll kick her in her...
You're selling out.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm looking for Maggie. Maggie Mayhem.
Good pageant, y'all. Love the dress, Amber. Beautiful.
Your dress is nice too, Amber.
Hey. We need to talk.
Ma'am, put down the lip gloss. Step away from the mirror.
What are y'all doing here?
Hey,
are
man. You...
Just bringing this on me now.
I know the timing sucks, but I've been thinking, you know, I'm not so bothered by her playing this roller derby. In fact, I think it's kind of neat. I went on the website, they got Blister's pictures all over it. It looks like they're having a ton of fun.
We just spent a lot of money on a custom-made gown, and you want her to just up and quit.
Yeah, but her team is in the league championships. The game's tonight.
$800, girl.
I can take losing the money. I cannot take losing the chance for our kid to be happy.
Bliss, you guys gotta hide. My mom's coming.
Bliss?
Seriously, you guys have to hide.
Hey.
Bliss, your daddy's about to come in here and tell you that he thinks it's okay for you to go off and play roller derby. I don't agree.
Mom.
When you told me that you weren't doing the Miss Blue Bonnet for me, did you mean it? Well, good luck.
on, ladies. What are we waiting for, huh?
Okay. Wait. One more thing.
I got it.
We just got back into town. I came straight over. I probably still smell like the van, but
I went on your website and saw some girl wearing my striper t-shirt.
Oh, that girl. She just climbed into our van, threw on your shirt. She was an idiot.
No, I don't want to be this girl.
What girl?
I don't want to be the girl that has to stand here and hear about what didn't happen between you and some idiot.
You don't. And this is bullshit anyway. I didn't cheat on you.
But you never called. Okay?
Okay. I know I should have called, but there was no privacy in the van. And then I got your message and...
Thanks a lot for outing me. That was a class move.
I didn't out you. I never said a word. I was just messing with you. I don't want to beat your ass with rumors. I don't want to beat your ass on the track with my skates.
It is happening tonight, folks. There they are, the coach is shaking hands, being nice, diplomatic, right before the craziest match that we will ever see here. Oh, I love it, Austin.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Phil, I'm talking about the one and only Iron Maiden versus the upstart from the heart of Texas, Babe Ruthless. Yes.
Our jammers, Ruthless versus Maiden, head-to-head, the team's two top stars. As they approach the pack, Ruthless seems to be having an easier time finding an opening, slithering through like a proverbial snake in the grass.
And Babe Ruthless... Maven, neck and neck. They've been after each other the whole time. Oh! That's a hit check right there.
You don't see Maven taken down like that too
Did
often.
Did you see that cut? That's illegal. What are you talking about?
It's a clean hit.
That's illegal. Just call that shit.
Calm her down.
I'll show you Ruthless,
It's the second quarter, folks. We got Babe Ruthless jamming against the Rollers, Jackie Daniels.
Finally, I made it to the promised land.
Hey, don't embarrass me now that you're here, all right?
Never. Go, Liv, go!
Go, Babe Ruthless! Yeah! Babe Ruthless coming into the pack, but she's having trouble getting out. That tiny pipsqueak finds a hole, but not as fast as Jackie Daniels breaks out of the pack, becomes the lead jammer. Rollers just picked up four more points, bringing the score 24-11. Rollers in the lead.
Ah! Slayer takes down Smashley.
Over the Massons grab those wings and Smashley flies after Slayer like a bat out of hell.
You just clotheslined me, man.
Princess Slayer feeling the force now.
That's gonna hurt tomorrow in a galaxy far, far away.
Listen, play smart and stay aggressive. Don't leave any holes for him to slip through, all right? Listen, it's maybe time for play number four. LBJ, I'm talking about.
Coach Razor throws Ruthless in the jammer seat as she makes her way through the pack. Look, she gets a hand from Bloody Holly and slingshots out front. This could be big. And oh, one of the Manson sisters sends Maven hard into the rail.
Maven can yell all she wants, but she can't hear you.
No, seriously, she can't hear you. She's deaf, so.
I'll tell you what, the Holy Rollers have got
got to lay some hits on Ruthless if they're gonna have any hopes of stopping her. Otherwise, she's just too quick!
We're gonna run play number 7, Rosa St. Antone. Hey, Smashley, if the play was called Bong Water, would you be paying attention right now? You know what? I'm taking you out and putting Ruthless in.
No! My head is in the game!
And get out there and prove me wrong.
Track. Slay and Smashley have been at this all season, folks, and it looks like Smashley is speeding towards her man. I hope the medic is ready, because it looks like Slay is about to get a rainbow special. This game's about to get ugly, folks.
Oh, wait, I don't believe this. Smashley goes for the points instead of the beatdown, yeah! And picks up 4 for her team.
Okay, running play number 10, pièce de resistance. Get back out there and win. So you know what you did? Get your song!
The game's still too close to call, but the scouts may have some tricks up their sleeves. Looks like they're forming a wall. Kaboom! The entire Rollers team is down as Ruthless flies through. Wait, out of nowhere, Jackie Daniels.
Derby is a brutal sport. We see our fair share of sprained ankles and broken bones, fishnet burns, and black eyes.
It's the final jam! 2 points deciding Austin's fate! Let me hear you, folks! Give it up for these girls!
It's Iron Maiden versus Babe Ruthless. Would you have it any other way? The Mantis play Maiden in the middle of a patented cage move.
Oh, with a whip, they just might get what they want. They got it!
Ruthless gets out first, and now she gets a hand from Bloody Holly. Oh no, Maven sneaks out on the inside, is heading for the lead. But wait, the Mantis is right up. A double leg whip! Surging ahead, she can taste the victory.
No!
But no!
That's it! Iron Maiden brings down the anvil! The Holy Rollers remain undefeated and are league champions yet again! Woo! The Holy Rollers are champs!
Undefeated 3 years in a row. Unbelievable. What a game! You gotta take your hat off to both teams, ladies and gentlemen. As for the Hurl Scouts, there's always next year. But this year, it's a three-peat for the Holy Rollers. Once again, three-time champions.
Sorry, Razor.
Sorry, my fans. You're great.
Still, who do they love the most?
Did you see that leg whip? How about that jump by Ruthless?
Smash's dive was called Pain.
Yeah, we did it. We're up two.
Just seeing you guys run the plays, I can't tell you how good that makes me feel.
Razor, are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. It's such a long time coming. Girl Scouts on three. One, two, three.
Girl Scouts!
Nice jump, Evel Knievel.
Thanks.
Maybe I'll teach it to you sometime. Really? Okay.
Listen, folks, it's been another great year at the Texas Roller Derby League. I've enjoyed the ever-loving shit out of you. I hope you have, too. Come out next year, and we'll do it all over again. And if you would, this is a residential neighborhood, so please don't be too loud as you head out. And whatever you do, don't drink and drive. All right, thank you, Austin. I love you. I'm out.
This is your daughter's playing card.
Oh, excellent. How much are these?
Three.
Three each?
Yeah.
It's a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, it's good,
though. How much are the shirts?
I'll tell you what, kiddo. I've seen some ball games in my time, but this... better.
I really didn't think you were going to come. I'm really glad you did.
Know that you can accept that.
That's gonna be a hard one.
Hi, Mrs. Cavender. I just wanted to return the gown.
Thank you.
Oh, and Bliss left this at her station. I wasn't sure if she still wanted it.
Thank you. How'd you do?
Came in second.
Good for you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
The person I admire most is my mother, because she's a fighter who never gives up on what she believes in, and she never gives up on me. Obviously, I would be delighted to win the Blue Bonnet Pageant, but knowing my mother is proud of me means more than any crown.
Earl? Ronnie?
By man, I'm going into this mic written by this hand. I'm coming out of this mouth made by this tongue. I tell you now, my man, my name is Young. But so you think that it's your destiny to get the best of me. But I suggest to be driver, don't even try from the east and west of me. Taking it and never breaking it, or even shaking it, grooving it, and always
hey,
moving it, cause I'm not taking it.
You're supposed to leave a tip.
Born in the start to go for myself. This is always finally finished, I'll be taking my bath. My name is Young, and yo, I got no hat. You know what I'm saying?
If Jack Black was to walk in here, is a Jack White?
I like Jack Black.
There you go, baby. You have as much of that as you want.
I got no hat. I kick it just like this. I got juice like the president. Hey. I'm making rappers hesitant. Invite me to your house and I'll be chilling like a resident. Yes, because I'm that type of man. Because I make myself a new, no matter where I am. I gotta make no errors, mistakes, or blunders. It's like a wedding. Let no man put asunder. My name is Young. I see I like to rock right well. Because when I get up on the mic, I just release my spell. And I can do it because I got no hat. You know what I'm saying? No hat. Party people. Bust it.
Every day I've been living indoors. tell yourself the same. Tell everyone that I plan to go straight when I turn 28. Things are all gonna be great at 28. Oh, 28. They say that I will get used to the change, but I can't keep my eyes on the page. Shouldn't be writing these songs at my age. Candles lit, waiting patient for me to sit. But none of last year's clothes still fit. And I keep waiting for you to enter the room. I made my wish, let me give it to you. When I turn 28, things are gonna be great. 28. Tell everyone that they'll just have to wait when I turn 29. Things are gonna be fine. 28.